here to talk Sixers with me, I've got two very close friends of mine who are huge, huge sports fans, huge Sixers fans. Guys, why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Harley. I get very emotional over the Sixers. Hi.
My name is Alex, and I also get very emotional over the Sixers.
All right, guys. Let's talk Sixers.
First, I want to acknowledge that you stole my intro. I'm just putting that out there right now for all the fans.
One intro.
Yes. Okay, now we can talk Sixers. So much sorry, I apologize. I'm not copying my man. Okay?
No, you're good. You're Jesus. Good. So, what do we think about the Sixers going into the season restart?
What do we think about the Sixers? We're going to lose every game because it's all road games. But we only win at home.
I mean, what were you going to say, Alex?
Well, no, I mean, like, it's neutral court, so it's not...
I'm right.
It's not home or away. I mean...
Plus...
The Magic have an advantage.
Plus, Ben Simmons is finally probably going to be used at the four, which he should have been.
Shout out Shake Milton. He's a bucket.
Shake Milton. He's going to space the four for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. Very nice.
I hope so.
Anyway. I saw a comment on the internet. Is Shake Milton not the same player, but like how Draymond Green opened up the Warriors offense to do so much more.
Yeah,
Shake Milton's going to be in a similar role. Like,
I don't think he's as good of a defender, but I don't think we need him to be.
With the way that he can open up the floor and, you know, stretch the floor and shoot, it'll be a lot better than, you know, Ben Simmons taking 11 three-pointers this year.
And like in one of the games before the season was suspended, he had like what? A handful of threes against the Clippers.
He had 39. He scored 39.
He missed a shot in the first half or something.
He was a bucket that game.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He's a bucket.
Yeah.
He's a bucket.
Brett Brown's a clown. Just kept him on the bench but hey.
Brett Brown is a clown.
I agree.
I'm putting that out there for the fans right now.
I don't think he's the coach. Unless if he can somehow miraculously unlock this lineup that he's using right now and if it works. But that has to work in order for it to...
My biggest thing with him is that he doesn't have an inbounds play.
No.
The amount of times we have to waste a timeout or get 5 seconds is unbelievable. It's ridiculous.
He also doesn't really have a pick and roll.
He doesn't have anything. He's acting like we're in the 80s. Or we're the Spurs with Tim Duncan.
We do have three big men who can not really... Either of them can shoot, so...
Yeah, well... Yes, it's working with what you
got,
but...
We are building an 80s team. It is definitely like a old-school basketball type.
Except our two of our big men aren't good.
Well,
so.
Brett Brown used to be a... He was Popovich's assistant coach during those years, so that's...
He was.
That is.
My one thing with Brett Brown that's actually, like, decent is that he's good at developing players.
Yeah, you gotta give him that, yeah.
Like with Robert Covington.
Covington, McConnell.
Yeah, TJ's like a very serviceable...
You can even say Shake.
Mm-hmm.
He's only in his second year, too.
I think Rashawn Holmes is pretty solid, actually.
Yeah, he's solid.
Holmes is very underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You gotta have. I like him.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys in the process are, like, with other teams in 60. Like, Jeremy Grant is with the...
Tony Roten should still be in the
Tony
league.
Tony Roten should still
he
be
He should still
league.
Be in the league.
He just got knocked out of the basketball tournament thing.
He was in the basketball
tournament? Yeah, he was in that. He just got knocked out.
That sucks.
Yeah. It's actually pretty interesting, that
Khalif Wyatt's in that, too.
I love Khalif Wyatt.
Yeah, he's a bucket.
He's a guy I always thought should have made the league, but he's just too slow on defense.
He's got that what I call I'm better than you game.
He does. He's a bucket.
Because he scores like 40, but he goes like 7 for 10 shooting, hits 15 free throws.
He went...
That's the I'm better than you kind of game.
Back when he was at Temple, he went toe-to-toe with Oladipo in the tournament.
It's true. Okay, back to the topic.
Now, also, this also depends on if Embiid is actually committed to staying in shape.
Apparently, he dropped weight, so...
That's what I heard, too.
He does look good.
He looks better.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much I trust him in that bubble.
It's just all about Embiid and Ben Simmons, and we see millions of videos of Ben Simmons shooting in practice, but that's all it is.
Now that Kendall Jenner's out of the picture.
It's true. But you've seen those videos for years, and he still hasn't come out and done anything yet, which, I mean, I hope he finally does, because his jump shot honestly doesn't look that bad.
The problem isn't his shooting, it's just he won't shoot.
Exactly. The videos of him recently, his jumper has looked kind of smooth.
Yeah, it's getting a lot better.
His elbow isn't as whack anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And, I just think that the four is where he should have been the whole time, really.
Yeah, I think so.
He was kind of forced into the point guard position. Like, I mean, I didn't think he was a terrible point guard.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I love Ben Simmons, so I'm a little bit biased. But I definitely think that that offense would flow more, not maybe as a four, but maybe as a three, where he can, you know, may not be the primary ball handler, but he can drive and dish and
right.
have more space.
He can be Giannis.
To, yeah, exactly, basically. Not on that level
yet. Yeah, only time he really brings the ball up is if he's run the break
right.
or something.
People also just ignore like all the things he can do and just focus on the one thing he can't.
He's elite at everything but shooting.
I was gonna say, he's probably one of the best defenders in the league.
Top five player if he had a stable jump shot?
Mm-hmm. Top five player of all time if he had a stable jumper.
Maybe.
No, I think so, too. I agree with him.
That's a stretch.
He's always averaging a triple-double at 23.
I know, but
that's... I think he's a top five player of all time at the end of his career if he develops a good jump shot.
That's a big if, though, because, mm-hmm. I mean...
It's not a stretch, though.
It's not a stretch at all. Dad and I have been saying this.
I hope so, but I think, to me, that's a little bit of a stretch. Top five player ever?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. That's a stretch, but...
Does it all.
Only time will tell.
And time will tell.
That's just a big if, though, because, I mean, he's got to come out. I mean, he's in his third year, and he's taken, what, 35 three-pointers total, and about 31 of them have been half-court shots.
He has taken three-pointers in games. We can't ignore that, but he just has to do that more.
Right.
Well, now he's not going to have fans nagging at him to shoot the ball, so.
I think his first thing should be, you know, not maybe bombing threes, but at least take a step in, hit, like, a 20-footer.
Right.
Keep the defense on their feet.
Hit a mid-range.
Like, I always thought he didn't need, like, a crazy three-pointer, but if he could stretch the floor, like, from 20 feet and, you know, be able to take a step in and hit that shot, it would open up so much more.
Right.
Than what it is now.
Not just for other people's game, for his game, too.
Exactly. Right.
It would also... space the floor so much.
Uh-huh.
Let Embiid do some work down low.
Yeah. Because he's an elite post player.
Oh, yeah.
People don't give him that.
100%.
When he wants to show up. Sometimes he'll check in and out of games.
I do think Ben is soft.
Yeah.
I would say that.
I think Embiid's a little bit soft,
too. Embiid is soft, too.
I remember watching a game three against the Raptors last year. The Sixers just went off.
Yeah.
They went off. Like, they played the best game at... they ever had last year, and you know, one of the broadcasters, I forget who it was, he said, like, if Embiid, like, puts in the work and stays healthy, he has top five center of all time potential.
Yeah.
I think so.
He definitely just needs to stay healthy.
He's got the skills.
He definitely does. He's one of the most talented big men, if not the most talented big man in the league
right
now. I think Jokic has him right now.
I think Jokic is serviceable enough on defense to give him the edge.
Right.
He's just such a good playmaker.
Plus, they have Millsap down low anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. People forget about Paul Millsap.
He does all the little things.
He gets
dirty. I'd love him in a Sixers uniform.
He's like he's like Zach Randolph. He gets dirty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I miss Zebo.
I miss him too, you know. He was gritty. He bullied down low in the post.
I miss that era of basketball.
The grit and grind era.
Yeah. It was fun to watch.
That Grizzlies team was solid back in the day.
Mike Conley, Marcus Gasol, Tony Allen.
Back in the day. I miss those
game sevens where every bucket mattered.
Oh, yeah.
Literally every single one. Because nothing was open.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it was like that last year.
Wide
for the Sixers.
Open. I don't want to talk about it.
We don't want to talk about that game.
Back to the subject.
Pain.
Pain. I'm from Spain.
But the
S is silent. All right. I'm going to lead this next conversation, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, R. What do you got to say?
What's our prediction for the winner of this bubble league?
For the winner of the restarted league?
Yes.
I got to go with Lakers.
Lakers?
Mm-hmm.
Allie?
You should call me Allie.
I did.
All right.
You know, I don't like it.
Prediction?
My prediction, I don't know. For me, it's complicated because I honestly think anyone in the top five on each side could take it, minus maybe the Pacers.
You think not the Bucks?
You don't think the Bucks have a chance?
Middleton hasn't touched the basketball in 3 months.
That's not a good look for them.
But
that's also not a good look for Giannis staying.
No,
actually,
yeah,
no. I think he's gonna leave if they don't, especially if they don't win next year.
They're restarting the dynasty in Golden State.
Yeah, I think so too.
I sure hope not.
Anyway, My prediction, I think it'll be the Clippers beating the Raptors.
I'm rooting for the Clippers.
I am too. I think if it's not the Sixers, it's either the Clippers or the Nuggets for me.
I don't know. I also think the Raptors are a dark horse to repeat. Everyone forgets how deep they are.
I mean, and Pascal just averaged about 25.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem with them is when they get deep into the playoffs, they don't have a guy like Kawhi anymore who can.
But the thing is Kawhi is all they lost, and it's a big loss too. But
yeah. I think it's a huge loss. Kyle Lowry without Kawhi was horrible.
Do we think Pascal could be that guy?
I think he could.
He just has to prove it.
I think he could be that guy.
He's just good.
There's definitely a prove it thing for him. Yeah. This thing.
Exactly.
If they make a good run, him and Van Vliet. Everyone's pretty high on Van Vliet, but in my opinion,
Van Vliet improved the season. He scored more.
He became a starter at some points during the season too. He was good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have another.
Well, who's your prediction?
Oh, I said I was rooting for the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be the Lakers, but I'm rooting for the Clippers. Oh, and the Sixers, obviously.
I can see where you're coming from because. Avery Bradley not playing is a huge loss.
Bradley, and they just lost Rondo.
Yeah,
those are two huge losses. I think
they picked up JR, but he's a clown, so.
Yeah. They still have Caruso.
They have Deion Waiters, though.
That's true. They do have Deion Waiters. They have the two penny gods.
They got the memes.
That's true. Very true. All right. To segue into something else. So... Hank told me this recently, my brother.
Okay.
Who do you think is the best one and done in the league right now?
Best one and done in the league right
best
now?
Best one and done. Like, went to college, went for 1 year, went to the league. It's Anthony Davis. He's number one. Who do you think number two is? It was made by ESPN, so it's not...
Oh.
Am I guessing what... Or my opinion?
Yeah, guess it.
Just guess it, yeah.
Number two, it's ESPN. Yeah. No.
Zion?
Yes.
Why is he number two already?
And who guess where Ben Simmons was?
Seven.
Is he like nine. 10? Oh, almost had it.
I think it's either 9 or like 12.
Well, the media hates Ben Simmons.
So. Zion has only played 17 games.
Yes, he has.
Well, no, 19 actually.
Yeah. Me and my boss at work looked up top players in the bubble right now, and Zion is in like the 20s.
In the 20s?
I'm like, bro. Already? You gotta stop. I've had enough.
I hope it doesn't get that bad where, like, they give him Rookie of the Year over Ja.
They can't.
They cannot.
They can't. Well, they just came out today. They said that awards are only gonna be up until March 11th.
Yeah. I saw that.
I do like that.
I think Ja's Rookie of the Year is almost close to secured. I wouldn't jinx him. I wouldn't say I'm 100% certain.
Yeah.
Because we all know how the media works.
It's true.
I think he deserves it.
Of course he does.
Anyway, I mean, that Grizzlies team has got a lot of potential. They're going to be really
good. Oh, I love the Grizzlies.
He led them to the 8th seed as of now.
Yeah, as a rookie with all that young talent. I mean, they have Winslow now. They got him in a trade midseason. Dylan Brooks is an emerging young player.
Young 3-and-D guy.
Yeah.
Valanciunas is underrated center.
I really like the Hawks roster, too.
The Hawks are, they're going to be, just give them a few more years.
I love John Collins. I love Trae Young.
I like Herter. But I
like her too.
They do need a better two.
Who'd they just draft? What was his name? DeAndre Hunter, that's it.
Yeah, he's gonna be like
a he's pretty good at that, right?
Like a 3-and-D.
And they have Reddish.
Yeah, don't write off Cam Reddish.
Yeah.
The Norristown product.
Exactly.
And they have Clint Capella.
I keep forgetting
he's on the Hawks.
Yeah, I do too, honestly.
It's easy to forget that.
I forget where he went. You always forget where
I don't know why the Rockets traded him. I don't know what their game plan. I don't know why they think.
I think CP3 kinda elevated him. And then he wasn't as good this year, so they just cut their losses.
Because CP3 is a great passer, too, he could get it down.
He makes guys better, and he really proved that this year.
He does.
He's a great leader.
He's a choker, though. That's why.
He is a choker. Yeah. Well, actually, I have a thing with that. CP3 in the playoffs is top five in efficiency all time.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, that's what he's gotten past the second round once.
Well, I don't think it was ever his fault.
I mean, those Clippers teams were pretty good.
Yeah.
They were good, but, like,
Blake
didn't show up either.
That's true.
Yeah, they underachieved that Clippers team.
DeAndre Jordan
didn't show up. Like,
DeAndre Jordan's the most overrated, one of the more overrated players in the league.
I agree, but he still didn't show up. J.J. Redick didn't show up.
The Nets overpaid. Overpaid DeAndre Jordan.
J.J. Redick didn't really show up in the playoffs for the Sixers either.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Either year.
I know. I don't think he showed up at all for the Sixers, to be honest. I constantly saw that dude breaking shots.
I would take Landry Shamet back over him, 100%.
I love Landry. I want Landry over Tobias right now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, would you rather keep Landry and have Jimmy Butler or Harris and what they have now? I mean,
yeah, that's not even a question.
Yeah, I mean.
How about this? Would you... No, I don't even need to ask that. I was about to say, would you give up Al Horford and Tobias Harris for Lou Williams and Landry Shamet?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. 100%.
I would love to have...
We need Lou Will back.
I would love to have him back on this team.
Need him back.
Especially on this team right now.
I was going to say, I'd love to have him with what we have already. Right. Yeah. Like, that would be a good...
That'd be awesome.
Good piece to have.
He can literally just play the same role he does in LA right now. Just be the sixth man and be the primary ball handler.
I agree.
That's all he's got
to
do.
See, that lineup is Shake Milton. We still have Josh Richardson and...
Yeah. Richardson ain't bad.
I love Richardson.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like love Richardson, but like he's a solid player.
He's a good guy to have.
He's a solid shooting guard.
He's no Jimmy Butler, but he's just a good player. I mean,
yeah.
Well, Jimmy Butler was never going to stay in Philly anyway.
No, probably not. Especially with Brett Brown. He hated Brett Brown. Yeah. That was obvious.
Yeah, and Brett Brown was like, we figured out how to control him.
Yeah, that's...
And Jimmy Butler was like, what do you mean control me?
Control. Yeah.
He's a grown man. Come on. He can handle himself. And he's not that bad. He's just passionate.
Yeah, and that's what every team needs.
Right.
Like, he's hardworking as well.
Like, I feel like that's especially Philly, because we're a bunch of passionate fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he's perfect for the city.
We all appreciate
it. All the fans loved him.
Yeah, I mean, he was awesome. I miss him, you know? I love that Miami Heat team, though. I love and hate them.
Yeah.
I hate to love them.
Yeah, honestly.
Because I just like disliking the Heat after that playoff series against them a couple years ago.
That was brutal. With
Kelly Olynyk,
yeah.
I hate that guy.
Somebody stepped on Joel Embiid's mask on purpose.
Yeah. Dirty team. It was just the entire team of punchable faces.
Well, that was their thing. They didn't have the talent to beat the Sixers.
Well, it was the same with the Nets, too.
Yeah, they had the physical. I mean, there was no other...
it helps our star players are also soft, so...
That's true.
D-Wade was going to get him one. We knew that.
Heat and the Nets series were very similar in terms of the way
they went. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean,
both were five games. The Sixers lost one at home, but rebounded on the road and took both, and then closed out in a dominant game five. Both years, I mean, that was a...
And Ben Simmons would completely take over the game, and Embiid didn't play both times.
Yeah, that's why, I mean...
in
the first game, you're right. Embiid didn't play either game one.
And that opened up Ben Simmons. But I don't think we should trade either of them. It's just Brett Brown doesn't know how to use both of them at the same time.
I do think, though,
if we were to trade one of them, I would want to play Embiid.
Yeah, a lot of people lean towards trading Embiid over Simmons.
Just because I think, in my opinion...
I used to be in the I would have given up Ben Simmons for a year of Kawhi boat.
Mm-hmm.
If that would have guaranteed...
And that almost happened, too.
It almost did. In my opinion, I think Simmons is just an easier player to build around. Because, like, you see what the Bucks did with Giannis. Right? I mean, I'm not saying Simmons is Giannis, but...
Yeah.
They're similar in terms of the way you could build around them. Both guys...
Yeah. Right.
If Simmons had a little bit more aggression to him, he would be, like, the perfect player to build around. Just because he can stretch... I mean, he can't stretch the floor, but he can dribble, drive, penetrate. He's a good defender, and he can kick out and hit shooters, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, Elton Brand has not built a team properly yet.
EB's new to the game.
Right.
And he proved that he can put talent together.
Yeah.
It's just not the right talent right now. Exactly. So, like, I'm going to give him another chance.
Like, signing Al Horford was not a good move. He shouldn't have done that. He should have spent that money on shooters.
I feel like we just did it so he doesn't have to guard Embiid.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like he's sitting on the bench right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So he doesn't have to guard Joel Embiid.
And plus, to take that away from the Celtics.
Yeah. It's always fun taking stuff from the Celtics.
Yeah. Never gets tiring.
After they took Jason Tatum from us.
Well, we should have drafted him at the get-go.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever interviewed Markelle Fultz. I don't think we even interviewed him.
Because
if we interviewed him, we probably, like, the Celtics would have figured out he's a head case.
Right.
Yeah.
But my question is like, in that summer league that year, Fultz looked like an actual player. Like,
yeah, he was good.
He came out and was a baller. Like, he was really good. Like, you saw, like, all right, this kid has a lot of potential.
Yeah, he showed his promise that he was...
Well, right. Then he came up against actual talent.
And then, like, something happened in between where he just lost it all. Like,
it was all mental.
Yeah. It, I think he probably did get hurt somewhere. He did something to his shoulder.
I'm sure.
Whatever. And got his head. Everything.
Mm-hmm. And he's a head case. So right. He got in his head. And then,
yeah, obviously.
And I know his, something about his AAU coach or something, like, changed up his form. And I guess that got in his head, too.
Which I wouldn't know why that would happen anyway.
I don't know why you would change a guy who just got drafted number one overall's form. But, hey, whatever.
Because the guy in Washington, his form was fine.
But, hey, he's an AAU coach.
Yeah, right, right, yeah. It's like in Twitter, and those guys are like, I'm a Pop Warner coaching legend.
Exactly, all the Twitter and Instagram basketball coaches.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Except for Lethal Shooter.
Yeah, definitely.
I find it funny about those guys, about all these like basketball trainers on Instagram. They make the most pointless drills, honestly.
They have some pretty bad takes, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Here's another conversation.
What's that?
What do we classify as an elite player in the league?
Elite player,
like,
in the
make
league?
An All-Star team?
No. I think. Are
you talking about a tier one elite player?
Like, yeah, sure. Yeah, let's go with that.
I would say someone who can carry a team.
Sure. Okay. So would you say like LaVine's an elite player?
Absolutely not.
Not exactly.
Would we say Drummond's an elite player?
Absolutely.
No.
Or do we say Blake Griffin's an elite player?
No, I'm talking about somebody somebody who can do more with less.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Is there? Are we, okay,
that's a good
so
way to put it.
There's a difference between elite and superstar, and then star. Right?
Yeah.
Those are three different tiers.
LaVine's a star.
I'd probably put him in that star.
Yeah,
tier.
I would say so too.
Borderline star.
Borderline, I would agree with that.
I'd put Middleton star. In that too.
Yes.
But like elite basketball players, I think there's like five. And those your five, yeah. Like in the past year, are Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Giannis, maybe Steph, obviously, and then maybe like
KD.
Yeah. Yeah. So like,
I might put Paul George in that category.
Not this season, but last year, yeah.
But the past
last
few year, years, yeah. Yeah.
Last year he averaged 28, 5, and 5,
he was,
and like he two
was,
steals.
He was an MVP finalist.
Yeah. He was, yeah.
And yeah, I mean, he's got to show the load a little bit this year, but I love Paul George.
Yeah.
I love him.
I think the superstar part of it is a little bit wider in terms of like who's a superstar in the NBA.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
And then there's like stars who are like good players.
So like what a superstar just be like consistent all-star teams?
Yeah, like
yes,
yeah.
Perennial all-star.
Like a guy like Paul George would be in my opinion.
Paul George is a superstar. Yeah.
So would you say Devin Booker's in that?
Maybe star
category.
Devin Booker's underrated. Yes. But I think if it were up to me, he'd be perennial all-star.
I feel like there is a role for a guy like Devin Booker in the league. I don't think he's in the right one.
I think he puts up empty stats, but I don't think he would be a, you know, I think he'd still be a good player.
And he's
else.
Definitely a Middleton kind of guy.
Yeah.
Number two option.
I've changed my stance on that the last time we talked too, by the way, Harley.
Oh, it's interesting.
I did say Middleton would have been, I don't think he can carry a team, but I definitely think he would be a good enough player by himself.
Yes, not to mention the Suns have one of the worst owners in the league.
The Suns are one of the worst franchises
and
in the league.
They've just done a horrible job building around him.
Okay. Another conversation. Most disappointing sports franchise in every sport other than hockey.
In every sport.
Hockey. I brought this up in the chat recently.
Yeah.
I think I brought it up with you.
Yeah.
Recently, too.
Yeah, you did.
We'll start with basketball because we're talking about basketball right now.
Yeah.
I think it's no one other than the Knicks.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else is even in that tier.
I think a close team. I don't think anyone's in that tier either. But the close team would be the Clippers recently.
I might put Phoenix in there too.
Oh yeah, you got to go through the whole history of the franchise. I would kind of struggle to put the Knicks there because they've won championships.
Yeah,
but they are disappointing.
Well, they haven't won since like the 70s, and they've had great teams since then.
And they have the worst owner.
And like they could have had Zion. They could have had so many guys.
They were going to get KD. What are you talking about?
They had Chris Stapps and traded him for dirt.
Yeah.
They had KD and Kyrie in the bag until they didn't.
Well, that's what all the Twitter GMs were saying.
Yeah. Shout out Twitter GMs.
Yep.
But,
shout out, Photoshop Jersey Gang.
Little did they know he went to the wrong New York.
Yeah. I think the Knicks are just, like, in the Knicks tier.
They're just in their own tier, yeah.
And, like, the next tier down, I put, like, Utah, Phoenix, and the Clippers. Because Utah had two probably top 20 players of all time can win on the same team.
Yeah.
Like, those could be empty stat guys, you could say, maybe.
Malone, number two scorer of all time. Stockton, all-time assists leader.
And steals. And, yes. And neither of them are going to get broken anytime soon.
Yeah, and they couldn't get it done.
And I'd say Phoenix, because they were pretty good for a while. Like, they had those Barkley teams.
Yeah, those Barkley teams were pretty good.
And then they had the Steve Nash teams.
7 seconds.
Steve Nash, Amari Stoudemire, Sean Marion.
You might be able to put the Nets in there, too, with the Jason Kidd teams. And losing every year.
Yeah, and the trade with the Celtics, one of the most lopsided trades ever.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Traded all their first-round picks for an out-of-prime Pierce, Garnett, and Jason Terry.
Yeah, I remember that. That was funny. That was good.
Like, come on now.
I like that.
Gotta love that.
All right, on to the NFL, new sport. I would say the Bills, but there's a lot you can say for these.
I would say Falcons. To be honest with you.
Yeah, that's a decent one. That's a good one too.
I would say if I'm not gonna copy you, Harley, but I'm gonna say the Vikings.
That's not a bad one.
Because they've been to so many conference championships and have blown it every time.
Yeah, that's true.
The Purple People Eaters.
Yeah, and then they get blown out by the Eagles when they had a chance to go home for the Super Bowl.
I don't know. My thing with the Bills is that I don't think you can come back from 4 straight Super Bowl losses.
You really can't.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
unprecedented. That'll probably never be seen again.
No, absolutely not.
The only reason I didn't pick them is so I didn't copy you.
Yeah, right.
4 straight Super Bowl
losses.
You're
good at that. Because I have such good takes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm the GOAT.
Sure.
Part of my take, please hire this guy now.
Hey, PFT, Big Cat, Hank.
Hank.
What up? How you doing? I'm a genius.
All right,
I can teach you the sports game.
So, on to the MLB.
MLB, okay. This is a harder one. It's probably the hardest one.
This one is pretty difficult.
But the ones that I'm knowledgeable about, I don't know about hockey.
What did I say yesterday, Harley, when we talked about this?
I don't remember.
Because I had a good one.
I said the Cubs.
I would say the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah.
That's a good one, actually.
They won 116 games and lost.
They had two MVPs on their team. They had Ichiro and A-Rod. And Felix Hernandez.
And the amount of talent they had. They had Griffey, Randy Johnson.
Yeah. That was.
They had A-Rod, too.
They had Ichiro. They had King Felix.
Mm-hmm.
Felix has never pitched in a postseason game.
They had Robinson Cano.
Yeah.
That's
mine for baseball. Is going to be the Phillies, because they're the only franchise in history with 10,000 losses, and they've won two World Series since 1883 or whenever they came into play.
Yeah, that's right.
They're one of the worst franchises. I mean,
they should have won like 3 or 4 World Series. Charlie Manuel's a clown.
They should have been a dynasty twice, actually.
Yeah.
At the end of the 70s and the early 80s.
Yeah. Shout out George Brett.
Yep.
Love that guy. Just kidding. Oh, fun fact, George Brett's the only guy to hit three or to win a batting title in 3 different decades. For the viewers.
That is true.
For
that
the viewers. For the culture. I'd say the Cubs, Red Sox, or someone brought up the White Sox today at work.
That's not a bad one.
That's just a bad one.
My beef with the Red Sox is that they've won 4 world titles since their drought, so it's kinda like
yeah,
so it kinda makes up for it.
Yeah, they're not really snake bitten.
But
heartbreaking anymore.
The thing that kills is that Ted Williams never won a World Series.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I'd do the Mets, too.
The Mets, yeah.
The Mets are up there. Oh, for football, we didn't even bring up the Raiders.
The Raiders, yeah.
I think the Raiders are up there. And they got rid of Gruden, and then the next year he won a Super Bowl.
The Saints wouldn't be a bad one either.
No, but let's talk about the Raiders for a second, and the fact that Derek Carr was almost an MVP, and then he broke his leg the year they went 12-4. And then the only year they made the playoffs since like 2000, and they lost in the first round to the Texans.
Okay, let's talk about how Bo Jackson's the most overrated athlete of all time.
As an athlete, or just his stats?
In general.
I'm intrigued.
Never ran for 1,000 yards of football. Only had one year where he ran over 900.
Mm-hmm.
He hit like 260 in baseball or something like that.
Would you say he's a better baseball player than he was football player, though?
Well, in 1989, he hit 32 home runs and 105 RBIs. 1989.
Not bad. I'll give him that.
I say 1989, he hit 32 home runs.
But he was also a Pro Bowler and an MLB All-Star in one year.
I think that's fabricated. I really do.
He also didn't play a lot of football.
He had one good year of football.
He got injured in football and then went to baseball.
Oh, there's my other thing. He was definitely juicing, because you don't break your hip at 25.
Tua.
I don't care about Tua.
The difference with Tua is that...
No one cares about him.
Medical medical stuff is also more advanced now.
It's going to be a bust anyway. But, yeah. Well, like, the injury that Bo Jackson had, like, you just you don't get that at in your 20s. Like, you just don't. I'm sorry. Especially with someone, like hitting you. If you land on, like, an awkward angle, like, hard on the ground, maybe. Mm-hmm. But someone hits you on that side, your side just gives out. That doesn't happen. Unless you're, like, elderly.
I agree, yeah. People do talk about Bo Jackson like he won 5 straight rushing titles.
They talk about him like he was a god. And, like, I looked up his stats. He never ran for 1,000 yards.
Like, who's the better multi-sport athlete, Deion Sanders or Bo Jackson?
It's Bo Jackson, because he was good. He was decent in both. But, like...
Playing 2 professional sports, so that's remarkable, though. I mean, though, but,
2 more yeah. professional sports I'm going to play, so whatever. Good for them. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. That's just funny, though.
All right, let's talk about how Jalen Reagor's going to be a bust.
I wanted Justin Jefferson. Mm. I'm putting that out there now.
I wanted CeeDee Lamb.
I wanted CeeDee Lamb, but, you know.
We needed Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, we needed another quarterback.
Yeah, we're going to play 3 downs a game. Taysom Hill.
He's going to be like Taysom Hill. What are you talking about?
Yeah, come on now. Every position on the field, 5 downs a game. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
They're not woke. They don't know. I'm choosing to trust the process, but when my man Jalen Reagor is 5'10", 210 pounds, and runs a 4.5, not very promising for me. And didn't have a good year in his last year at TCU. Not looking good, champ.
Aguilar, too.
But I'm trusting the process.
Yeah, but Aguilar's not good now.
No.
I think Rager's going to be in that Nelson Aguilar and Josh Huff category.
I
bet y'all forgot about Josh Huff.
I did not forget about Josh Huff. I didn't expect you to bring him up there.
It's the Oregon product that Chip Kelly loved. Why couldn't he bring in DeForest Buckner? We fired him a year early. He picked DeForest Buckner the next year for the Niners. And yeah, I would have loved him next to Fletch.
Do you think that the Cowboys picked CeeDee Lamb just because they knew the Eagles wanted him?
Yeah, and then we picked Jalen Hurts to piss them off.
They wanted Jalen Hurts, we know that.
So they can get rid of Dak and feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're stuck with Andy Dalton. The Red Rocket.
Oh, I got a topic. I got to get enough topic. All right. Obviously, the pressure is on for Patrick Mahomes to win another Super Bowl after signing that $500 million contract.
Yes.
How much more do you think he'll win?
He's got to do it in the next few years.
I think he's got to win more than one.
Yes.
Obviously.
I agree. But I think he's got to do it in the next few years because they're not going to be able to sign anyone after this.
Yeah, they basically...
And Andy Reid has put a lot of faith in his drafting, and he's a historically bad drafter.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Eagles, he drafted a 28-year-old firefighter to play tackle in the first round. I'm just saying.
It's, what's it called?
They sunk half
their cap. Yeah, they basically... The Chiefs basically put their entire... salary cap into Patrick Mahomes.
And which, Chris Jones on top of it.
Yeah.
A defensive tackle.
Didn't even think of that.
So, agree. It's kind of, I mean, I hope you, I like Mahomes.
Plus, like, is Chris Jones any better than, like, Fletch's? I wouldn't say so.
I wouldn't think so.
But they run different systems. You run a 4-3, they run a 3-4, so it's hard to say. But can we talk about how the Eagles never get any linebackers for a second?
Shut up. But that's a 6th-round pick. We need a... Sean Bradley proves us wrong.
We have Nathan Gary carry us.
That's true.
210 pounds.
He wears number 47.
That guy sucks. I'm sorry.
Bradley's got a lot of potential. That's all I'm going to say.
Can we talk about how we let Jenk? Not a fan.
And now they're letting Jalen Mills play safety.
Yeah, that's his original position, though. So at least I think he'll be better.
Yeah. Well, I think he's going to be a rotation with Kayvon.
But also the thing is about Malcolm Jenkins is he wanted more money.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like he earned it.
He did earn it.
Like, I feel like it's one of those where, like...
But why...
Like, Tom Brady, they gave him a bunch of money at the end of his run. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. And, like, Dirk, they gave him a bunch of money because he always took pay cuts.
Like, which, yeah, he did get a championship out of that, but...
Yeah. Well, not to the front office's... Like, not thanking the front office there because they didn't really put...
They didn't put talent
great
around.
Teams around him. He just kind of carried.
They traded away the best teammate he ever had, Steve
and
Nash.
Everyone always talks about Michael Jordan's flu game, but they never talk about Dirk's.
People forget about Dirk's, yeah. And
people forget about Dirk in general.
They forget that LeBron and Wade, they were mocking Dirk before that game, and then Dirk, he just went off.
I'm sure.
He went off in that series.
Yeah, he did. Hey, he was still 40, he was 40, and he was still schooling people, I mean.
Mm-hmm. But ever since that season, he was on cruise control.
Yeah. I'm sad he didn't get a retirement tour or nothing. I know he's not that kind of guy.
He announced his retirement before his last game.
Yeah. It's a shame. I'm a big Dirk fan.
Don't forget, like, Kobe, God rest his soul. He played in Los Angeles. Dirk played in Dallas.
Yeah, that's fair.
Different markets. Well, fair. I guess you could argue Dallas is a pretty big market, actually.
It's fairly big.
It's fairly decently big.
I mean, well, Mark Cuban has a lot of freaking money, so I can't say that.
I think he's the best owner in the
NBA. Oh, yeah, he's the most involved.
He's the best owner.
100%. I don't know if I could name another owner other than, like, Jeffrey Lurie. No, that's the Eagles.
Not Josh
that's
Harris.
I didn't know that. So, yeah, there. So that's my point.
Yeah.
And, like, Donald Sterling, but, you know, Josh Harris.
Donald Sterling banned for life. rightfully so.
Yes, rightfully so.
Yes, we do.
But back to the topic. Well, do we have another topic? I think we're done with that topic.
No, we can just keep vibing.
Okay. Sports. Let's see. What interesting has happened. Award predictions. Go.
For
NBA.
NBA?
Because they just said that they're doing a pre-bubble.
MVP, Giannis.
Yeah.
Probably. Rookie of the Year, Ja.
Uh-huh.
Most Improved, Devontae Graham.
I think it's going to be Brandon Ingram.
You think so?
But that's not a bad. I respect the choice.
That's going to be the tightest race.
Yeah, I do respect that choice.
Coach of the Year,
Billy. It could be Pascal, too, for Most Improved Player.
Again?
Off, but maybe. He made a huge jump.
He went up again.
He did go up again.
He made another huge jump, so hey, could even be him.
Coach of the Year, Billy Donovan.
Yeah, I think it's got to be. They might give it to Vogel.
You see, I got a problem with that.
I do, too, but I think it could happen.
They did make a pretty big jump, though.
They did.
Statistically, from the 10th seed to the 1 seed.
But the Lakers, they added AD.
They also added a top 5 player.
I'm just saying, like, statistically, they did
jump. No, I do agree.
I do agree, yeah.
Six man. Gotta be Lou Will again.
Dennis Schroeder.
I was going with Dennis Schroeder.
I just want to say Lou Will because I love him.
Defensive Player of the Year.
Ben Simmons,
yes.
Or Anthony Davis.
My heart tells me Ben Simmons, but
I know the media won't pick him.
I think it'll be between Davis, Kawhi, and Simmons probably.
Or Giannis even.
Giannis, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's up numbers.
I don't know if they'll give him the two.
What about Rudy Gobert? Shut down the whole league.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
Ooh, that's another topic after this one. What do you think is going to happen with the Jazz?
With the Jazz?
How about now that Conley sucks? Oh, Conley's in that top 50 players in the bubble list, which was stupid because he sucks. But back to the topic.
I remember all the teams in the bubble.
Donovan.
There are 22, so I don't think top 50.
Do you think Donovan Mitchell leaves Utah?
No.
Here's an interesting take.
That's interesting.
Here's my bold. It's bold.
All right.
Mitchell is a free agent in 2021, even though he is a restricted free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
He's from New York.
Yes.
What if he goes to Brooklyn with Kyrie and KD as their third star?
Mm.
That's where the salary cap has problems.
I'm sure they could make it work by dealing DeAndre.
I think that's just going to be like even more egos.
Sign and trade. Mm-hmm. I agree. But I don't think KD and Kyrie are going to work out. Because
I think Kyrie's an absolute clown.
He's an absolute clown.
And one of the most overrated players.
You got to manage so much egos.
And one of the most overrated players in the league, probably behind Donovan Mitchell.
I agree.
So, that whole Jazz team is overrated. Like, I think Gobert's a little overrated.
But Kyrie's legacy is solidified by one playoff run.
Yeah.
That also ruined him.
Yeah.
I don't think he was also really gave a clown him an ego. Up until after that.
He also think the earth is flat, so I don't respect him for that either.
I think he started, like, sniffing himself a little bit after. He probably thought he could carry a team right after he hit that
shot.
He did
think that.
Well, yeah, he did. But, I mean, like, that's his thought. He hit the game winner in the finals, saved LeBron's legacy, so he's, you know, going to go out and carry the whatever team he went to.
Well, LeBron kind of saved his own legacy, too, at the block.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, hey, I remember the block more than the shot.
Yeah, but if he didn't make the shot, who's stopping the Warriors from going down there and scoring again, you know?
LeBron. Yeah. I think LeBron could hit that shot, too, but... I don't know, whatever.
Well, he didn't hit that shot in 2013.
Isaiah Thomas could hit that shot.
That's true.
in the year that the Celtics made the run anyway, when he averaged 30.
These were LeBron's teammates.
Yes. Yes, this is true.
And people still give him flack.
It's true. Oh, boy.
Jordan's
But Jordan had John Paxson.
Jordan, stop. Jordan, no. Sorry, I'm no.
You don't think Jordan's the GOAT?
Jordan's
no,
not the GOAT.
No, I don't think he is. No, not with LeBron. No, I'm sorry.
He's not the GOAT.
LeBron's going to end with the most points of all time. He's going to end with, like, probably top three in assists, top five in rebounds.
Like, but you also got to
the stats don't lie.
Yeah, but Jordan retired twice and came into the league 3 years after 18 years old. LeBron came right out of high school.
But...
Well, Jordan...
You also have to consider that LeBron only was the best was only on the best team in the league, well, the best team in the finals three times. I get it, he went 1-2 in those years. I get it, I understand that.
Yeah.
But, well, he ran into the Spurs also, which were a pretty freaking good team at the time. The Mavs one, I don't give him an excuse for. That's the only
one.
Yeah,
that's the only one inexcusable.
But you can also say that about Jordan and his Pistons series.
Yes, he also didn't win a playoff series without Scottie Pippen.
So, that being said, I think Jordan was on the better team in the finals more than LeBron was.
Yes.
And LeBron made it a series every time, well, except
once.
But
doesn't that tell you something about Jordan, that he elevates his teams?
No, not really.
He does not.
No, no.
The league. Really. Jordan never went against a team as good as the Golden State Warriors.
Only the Jazz.
LeBron never had a teammate as good as Scottie Pippen. Maybe D Wade, maybe.
But
that's it.
But you're underrating the Jazz, who have the second all-time leading scorer, the assist leader, and the steals leader.
And
well,
else?
I just said they're the most one of the most disappointing franchises of all time because of that.
I know, but I'm saying you're underrating them in this scenario. I mean, I don't think they're better than those Bulls, but I think that
I wasn't saying that either. I don't really understand your argument there.
John Stockton isn't exactly a scoring type. Obviously.
He became a sharpshooter later in his career, but yeah, definitely. He started out as a playmaker, like CP3.
Plus, Jordan had Pippen and Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
It's true.
Like it took LeBron till he was, 36 to get a teammate as good as Scottie Pippen in AD, and he still has three finals.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think... And my thing with Kobe also, if you Kobe stands out there, that he was always the second best player on his team. Other than 1 year with Powell.
Yes. Also, with LeBron, he carried the Cavs to the finals when he was 22 years old.
Yes. And he carried a bunch of YMCA players.
And he took a team... He had a team where... He carried a team of Larry Hughes, Mo Williams, Zydrunas Ilgauskas to, like, a 60-win record.
Yeah. Yeah, can't ignore that.
And then after he left, they won 19 games.
He carried that garbage-ass Cavs team after the year that they won, after Kyrie left, to the finals also. Can't ignore that either.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, it's one of those things.
You just can't ignore those things.
We also can't ignore 6-0 to 3-6.
You can't ignore a bad Eastern Conference
finals. You also can't ignore that basketball's a team sport.
Well, I understand that, but...
If you put the Golden State Warriors in 2017-2018 in that era, they would...
It's over.
They would dominate.
Jordan never came up against a team as good as those Warriors teams.
Absolutely.
Or that Spurs team, for a matter of fact, to be honest. In my opinion. I don't know.
No, I think
so. You could
see
different.
Like,
the Suns weren't that good. The Jazz weren't that good. Who else did they meet?
Back then, all
They lost to the Lakers. They beat the Lakers once, I think.
Back then, all you really needed was, like, one top-tier player.
Right. And the Bulls had three of them. So, they were harder to come by back then.
If you even put KD alone, a 7-footer that can shoot 40 feet from beyond the arc.
Yeah, splash.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. You can like Jordan, but...
Yeah,
I prefer Jordan.
It's not a bad take.
That's just my opinion.
It's fair enough. I'm not saying it's a bad take. Yeah. I just disagree. That's why we have these conversations on the College Hoop Conversation.
That is true. That's right.
Yeah, we have a platform now.
Mm-hmm.
What up?
That is why, you know, this is the longest episode I've had.
That's right. Because we're the most entertaining.
Mm-hmm. You guys are actually my first guests.
We love to hear that.
So, yeah, that's pretty
sweet. I feel very honored.
Can we get a hand for that?
I think so, too.
I think we did great.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's just about all the time we have, boys.
Yep.
You know, thanks for coming on. We should do it again sometime.
I'm just going to plug the Sports Wave real quick. Read my articles on the Sports Wave. Thank you.
Alex is considering starting his own podcast. So be sure to look out for that as well.
And when he's out of college, he's starting his own bar stool.
That is true.
Maybe not yet. That's my dream.
But we'll have to see. So,
but yeah, for now, though, read my articles on the Sports Wave. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
When it goes, it's Alex Zev 2001 for some reason. I don't know why they don't use my real name, but what can you do, people? But yeah, I have a couple articles written there. Thank you.
Venmo me at Harley_Misson for just to fuel my college fund, please.
Add me on Snap.
Add me on Snap at H-Misson. Add me on Snap at HMisson35. Women, please.
Now I will be
in the Collegeville area.
Yes, in the Collegeville area. Yes.
All right, good. Now I will be on vacation next week, so there will not be a new Collegeville Conversation episode next week, but be sure to look out for one in the week after. Thank you for joining us, and have a good day.